Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat today.
Yes.
I tell you, God is doing great and glorious things.
Yes, amen.
And I'm excited. But what he's done, what he's doing,
and what he's going to do. Amen.
Past, present, and future.
And future.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you want to be blessed today?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to them.
Okay.
Look at them. What are you looking at me for?
Well, I guess it's, yes.
Okay, let me ask
I'll
her
answer
first.
For them.
Excuse me. She always likes to be first in my life. Would you like to be blessed today?
Yes.
Yes. Now, can I ask you, would you like to be blessed today? I'm waiting for your answer.
It's a good question.
Good question.
I think they said
let
yes.
Let me ask this question.
Who wouldn't want to be blessed?
In our Bible that we use, how many books are in our Bible?
66.
What's your favorite book?
Oh, goodness, that's a hard one.
That's a hard
one. I love them all.
I know.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe you have to think about it.
Well, let me help you. Go with me today to the book of Revelation.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book in the Old Testament is Genesis. Mm-hmm. My favorite book in the New Testament is Ephesians. Mm-hmm.
Ephesians.
Hallelujah. I like to even say Ephesians. Praise God.
I think it's the one I'm studying at the time. It becomes my favorite. That's good. I love them all.
Revelation chapter 1. Mm-hmm. I want to read something here. I want to show you something.
Okay.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, I'm reading out of the old King James version. So many people say this first. You know, that book of Revelation, it's just flat hard to understand. Let me help you for the definition of Revelation. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's all it is. In fact, it's in your Bible.
Yeah.
St. John writing, he says, chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now, people say, boy, he wrote that 2,000 years ago. Well, on God's time, he wrote that 2 days ago. Hmm. It's a weekend. That's all it is.
A weekend.
It was shortly shall come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now, verse 3 is an amazing statement.
Okay.
It says, blessed, that means empowered to prosper, is he that readeth. And they that hear, that means faith, the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So if you wake up in the morning and you have a hard day, go read something in Revelation. You're going to be blessed just because you read it.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. Now I want to get to
but
verse.
But actually, it tells you three things to do. First, you bless.
You just interrupt me when I was reading the
it's
scripture.
It's so important, so important.
Okay.
It's a dialogue, not
a monologue.
Oh,
it's dialogue, monologue. Okay.
So it says, blessed is he that reads it and hears it and keeps it. So it's not just hearing, reading it. You got to read it, you got to hear it, and you got to keep it.
I was going to say that to you.
Really? Is that what you were going to say?
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Okay, I thought you were moving on to the next verse.
Moving on up. Okay, Kathy,
well,
go ahead.
I read it to you. Blessed is he that readeth, so you have to read it. Blessed are they that hear it, and then it says, and keep those things which are written therein.
What things?
The things that are you're about to read.
There you go. Praise God. Now watch this. I want you to see this. We're reading this today, and we're getting blessed. John, verse 4, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace, possession of adequate resource, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. Now, if Jesus is the first begotten of the dead, what number are you? It's got to be a second, third, fourth,
I know,
fifth.
But I don't think I'm second because it's been a while.
Been a while.
But I'm in there. My number's in there.
Every one of you have a number. Mm-hmm. Because you got born again. First begotten, second begotten. And the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6 is a powerful verse. And hath made us kings. That's pretty high.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And priests. That's high. Mm-hmm. Unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So if you want to know who you are in life, I'm going to tell you, you're a king and a priest. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the King of kings. Well, who's the kings that he's king over? Us. Now, just by reading this today, we're empowered to prosper because that's what blessed means, right. Empowered to prosper. Prosper in which way? Spiritually, physically, financially, every which way, shape, or form. So people ask me all the time, well, bless God, but just, you seem happy all the time. What is it? Well, my God, I'm a king and a priest. So I walk in the two different territories there. Mm-hmm. A king is a person that finances the kingdom, and I do that. And a priest is a person that preaches the kingdom,
yeah,
and I do that.
That's
you see
right.
what I'm saying?
That's good.
Do you like that?
I like that a lot. I was just thinking about in the British monarchy, how that's our example today of what a king is in the royalty of in the world system. And so I was thinking the other day about this little girl, I think her name is Charlotte, the princess.
Oh, Charlotte, yeah.
And how she has really all the rights that the king, the older her parents have.
She's actually wealthier than
I heard that she was wealthy because her name means something. So she's up in another class, but that's just an earthly example. We need this will help us to get a picture of what it's like in the heavenly realm.
Oh man!
God made us a king and a priest, not a princess or a prince. We're a king and a priest.
Amen.
So although she has a lot of rights and a lot of great things, the king, you know,
is
her grandpa,
king. Yeah, that's King Charles.
Charles is on a much higher level, and we're seated in heavenly places with Christ. So we are called and destined to rule and reign with him. It's not enough to just hear that or read it. You have to hear it and also keep it and do it and act like a king. Instead of acting like a pauper or someone who has no rights. And you know, sometimes even though you have rights, they have to be reinforced. They have to be enforced, right?
Yeah. You're preaching.
Are you learning something?
I'm learning something. Go ahead.
But a king and you wouldn't expect a king to just have a poor attitude.
No.
He walks in a room, he don't even have to bring, in fact, a queen doesn't even have to bring her purse. Somebody pays for everything she, you know.
She always carries
her
purse.
She carries her purse, I'm sure it's for the lipstick. But it's, she just, everything is granted. And so we have all things through, God's been given us all things through Christ. Mm. And so we need to be acting like kings and priests. So it's so beautiful.
And he hath, not going to be. This is past tense.
Right.
Do you understand that when God wrote that through the Apostle John, he had you on his mind, past, present, future, in every area. See, so I just like reading this book and over, and one of my favorite scriptures in this chapter one, and I just love it, is verse 11, saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. Mm-hmm. Verse 10, every time I read it, it just knocks my socks off.
I love that one.
I was in the Spirit
on the Lord's
day.
And heard
behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Well, to me, every day is the Lord's day, so I just walk in my spirit.
Right.
Why? It's because my spirit is responsible. There's some people don't have responsible spirits. They're born again, but they don't have responsible spirits because they don't let their spirit speak. They let their soul speak for their spirit when it's the acting other way around.
Yeah.
Your spirit should speak through a transformed soul, see, so you can understand what God is doing.
Right.
And when you understand this Bible, and every day, I mean every day, I mean that every day you get up in the morning, and I won't tell you something. You are what the word says, whether you feel it or not. Hmm. You know, so many people go by feeling. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things I don't feel like doing, and there's some things I feel like doing. It just depends, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, feelings are apt to change emotions. They go one way, they go one way. But when you know in whom you have believed, and I know I'm a king. Now, you think that's arrogance and cockiness. No, that's the word of God. He hath made me a king and a priest. I know I'm a king. I know I'm a priest. It doesn't make any difference. And you don't see too many poor kings, do you? No, you don't. And yet people are always, the whole body of Christ has been taught by the church that poverty is a blessing. Well, why don't you just sell your house and give all the money away and go live under a bridge? Now, you know you're not going to do that. You know, unless God told you. And if God told you to do it, you probably wouldn't do it neither. You see, God hath made you. So don't let somebody else try to make you what God's already done. Don't let somebody else try to undo how God made you when you are to walk in his anointing and in his power in every which way, shape, or form. And you see, and now to understand that, you got to be in the spirit all the time.
Yeah.
A spirit on the Lord's day. Yeah. See, there's certain days in life that most people never forget. There's another scripture in Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died. That's a big statement.
Yeah, Isaiah was in the spirit.
Yeah.
As well. And he saw some things.
Yes.
So you can move out of your flesh. You can have a decision every day whether you're going to live in your flesh or live out of your spirit. Now, of course, we are in our flesh, in our body, but you can think on a higher level. You don't have to think in your old way of thinking. God can help you to move into a higher realm and be in the spirit and let him show you things.
Well, let me ask you a hard question. Where do you want to go in God, Kat?
I always want to go higher.
I know.
In him. I just want to know day to day what I need to be praying about, what I need to be doing. I don't want to miss him in any way.
Amen. You know, I've said this so many times in some messages, and I really believe this. I think Pentecostalism is the highest level of Christianity. Think about that. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues, understanding the nine gifts of the Spirit, the nine fruits of the Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I really believe it's the highest level of Christianity you can get to. But I've noticed something about Pentecostals. They don't grow very much. Now, how can you not grow very much when you have all this stuff? Because most of the time they're fighting about things, mad about things. Like if you don't look like I look or talk like I talk, well, then you're not a part of us. Well, when did you write the Bible? And when did you create human beings? You see what I'm saying? Because the Baptists are just as important to God as the Pentecostals. They may help you. The Catholics are just as important to God as the Pentecostals or the Baptists or the Methodists or the Episcopalian or the Presbyterian or the Church of God or the Church of Christ or the Word of Faith or the full gospel or the Assemblies of God or the Church of God or Prophecy in Christ. Why do we have so many different things? Why do we separate so much? If we took all what I just said and bring it back to just one thing, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, then every king and every priest would hail that Jesus Christ is Lord. Mm-hmm. But see, that's what Satan has done to weaken the church and to weaken the body of Christ, is that he's divided us. Now, let's just be honest. You Baptists wouldn't feel too comfortable in a Pentecostal church when they're speaking in tongues. You Pentecostals wouldn't feel too comfortable if you were in a Baptist church and they're preaching on once saved, always saved, eternal security. Mm-hmm. My God, man. A lot of you, Assemblies of God, Church of God, wouldn't feel comfortable at all sitting in a Catholic church as the priest did Mass. I'm coming somewhere. I'm going somewhere. You see what I'm saying? Why is that? Why? Why is that? Let me tell you how the body of Christ should feel. Do you remember, now if you got your family that went to heaven, I'm talking about when your mom and dad was living, your grandparents were living, seemed like everybody you knew was living, and it all come together for Christmas. Noisy place, isn't it? Everybody talking, everybody enjoying, everybody eating at the table. I remember when I ate at my grandma, there was no way anybody, we had to sit with our plate and I stand up with our plate because you didn't have room at the table. Yet there was rejoicing. All my cousins were there. We were in one mind, in one accord to eat Christmas dinner. Why aren't we like that today? Why can't we be comfortable in any place that calls itself Christian? Well, they don't preach sound doctrine. Okay, let's say they don't. Are you sound? Yeah, then what are you worried about? Hold fast to the form of sound words. And maybe your presence there and your voice there may change someone from unsound doctrine to sound doctrine. Now, that's what a priest does. That's what a king does. A king has dominion, domain, which means they own something. They control something. See, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, people tell me all the time, I've never seen a preacher like Brother Jesse. He can cross the denominational barrier with no problem, non-denominational, interdenominational. You know why? Which one you want me to be? See, I become all things to all people. Like the Apostle Paul said, I become all things to all people. Yes, he was an apostle to the Gentile. Thank God he was. but he also could preach to the Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Just because God sent him to the Gentile doesn't mean he couldn't preach to the Jew. Peter, on the other hand, was the apostle to the Jew. He struggled with going to the Gentile, and that is at Cornelius' house. But he learned very quickly. You know how he learned? He sensed the presence and the spirit of Cornelius, a man that loved God, that would want to be a blessing to the Jewish people. Think about that for a minute. See, Cornelius had a responsible spirit. Well, he just wanted to know God. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. One day, all these names are going to become one. I hope it's not when we get to heaven. That is a fact. That will happen there.
Right.
I hope it's here. Mm-hmm. Here, because if we come together in one mind, one accord, Matthew 24:14 takes place.
Right.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the world for witness unto them, to all nations, and then the end shall come.
Praise God.
I would like to see that in my lifetime. I would like people to be comfortable with each other because they know Jesus Christ as Lord. Everybody's got different levels. You got older Christians, more mature Christians. That's true. You got baby Christians. But I know something about babies. If a baby starts laughing, everybody shuts up and listens to the baby laugh. They go, man, it just brings happiness.
It changes because, the atmosphere.
Oh, in a second, innocence, purity is coming out. And that's what we should be as born again believers. That's what I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. This is what God is saying. Blessed is him that readeth this book, this revelation of Jesus Christ, that understands this prophecy.
That reads it, hears it, and keeps it.
Yeah. And if you, and you, when you see that, when I read verse 13, there's three things in there too. What thou seest, write in the book. Let me read, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book and send it into the seven churches. And he tells you what they are. And the difference, and he said, I was in the spirit of the Lord and heard behind me a great trumpet, a great voice as of a trumpet. There's so much in here. And then verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. To me, Jesus Christ is so alive. I know his return is coming, but he's right here. Christ in you, that anointed one in his anointing, in you, the hope of glory. Mm. Boy, if you don't have any hope, go listen to our Faith the Facts this week. Again, and we're dealing with hope. And it's amazing what God will do for you. So I would tell everybody, you get a chance and you kind of feel, I sure could use a good blessing today. Well, just crack open the book of Revelation. Blessed is he who readeth. Ooh, and here, understand, and keepeth. You know, it's not hard for me to stay saved. It's not hard for me to get saved. When I got saved. And it's not hard for me to be saved. Why? Because I'm never alone. You know, I traveled many, many years by myself, and I still do. But every once in a while, Kathy will get to come with me because she has so much responsibility here at the church as pastor and the different things. But it's just so wonderful that even though I was away, she was there. Even though she was away, I was there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because a covenant was cut between us, you see. Now watch this. See, normally you can see through this. But when you're with God, it does this. See, you can't see through it. It's power, boy. You become one with him. One. Now that's amazing to me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why the Apostle Paul... One of the most amazing men that could handle persecution better than anybody I've ever seen in my life. That he's about ready to cut his head off, and he's writing encouraging letters to Timothy. Watch this. John is the only one left. Think he would be lonely, huh? Throw him out on Patmos. But he didn't go to that cave by himself. God was with him.
Yeah.
That's my point. You see, when he was writing this, actually, he was receiving dictation from the Lord.
Yeah. He got a download.
He had a download.
A spiritual
download. Just
writing
this thing. Do you understand what I'm wanting to get to? I want you to understand a revelation of Jesus Christ. Mm. That's why I believe in healing, because he was a healer.
Amen.
And that's why I believe in provision, because he was a provider. Mm. That's why I believe that you can love people you hate, because he did. You talk about an example. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have some people that really hate me. I don't know why. I don't know them. They listen to all the garbage that's that they hear that I've done. If I'd have done everything people say I've done, I'd be in jail. There was someone not long ago, or was it last week, that sent out a some kind of something that I was killed in an airplane crash.
And when we even got a few calls at the office.
Oh, yeah. There's always somebody trying to disturb something. And it's just simply not true. Now, could I get depressed? Yeah. Could I get discouraged? Yeah. Will I? No. Why? It's a waste of energy to even do that. I'm about my Father's business. And it's just that simple. Now, there were times these things get heavy on you. There were some times this person gets heavy on me, and he gets heavy on Jesus. The Bible said he sighed in his spirit when he was standing there with Mary and Martha. She said, if you'd have come, my brother would not have died. I know he's going to rise in the resurrection. He says this, Martha, I am the resurrection and life. And she goes, Well, I know he'll rise in that day. The Bible said he sighed. Mm-hmm. That guy, she hadn't got it. I've been there. I understand that. I understand that kind of stuff. Not to compare him with Jesus, because, you know, he had the sin of the world. The only sin I've ever had on me was mine.
Right.
But he had your sin, my sin, everybody's sin.
Right.
You don't think that weight was something? Whew, Lord. You know, it's just amazing to me. But the best way I could explain that, Kathy bought me a Blu-ray of that movie Maverick. I can't think, what's his name? Tom Cruise. And he actually flying that jet. And they said when he was doing it, he had 10 G's on him or something, 8 G, which is 8 or 10 times your weight. And you see, now you can see that most people pass out. Can you imagine the weight that was on Jesus on that cross? He sweat blood.
Yes, that's true.
The weight that was on him in Gethsemane. Mm. Good God. I mean, think about that. I can't imagine that. And I'm going to shock you with this statement. Neither can the Father.
Mm. True.
Neither can the Holy Ghost. Jesus, the only one in the Trinity, whether you believe in Trinity or not.
Tasted death. Yeah.
That actually became sin. He was not a sinner.
Right.
He didn't commit sin because he never repented. He didn't need to.
Right.
But he was made sin. You've never been righteous, but you were made righteous.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So when you understand that, blessed is he.
Amen.
That reads, so when he says, I'm a king and a priest, I'm going to believe that.
Yeah.
Say something, Kathy. I'm preaching too much.
I was just looking out of where it's at, but I think it's in Peter. He talks about how you are a royal priesthood. You are chosen.
Chosen generation.
Chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
A holy nation.
Holy nation.
A peculiar.
Peculiar. And he says, so because you're called to show forth his praises. Ooh. So we're called to step into our role as a kingly,
Amen.
A king and a priest.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so wonderful to be able to walk in that anointing, in that office of a king and a priest.
And I looked it up a minute ago, and I went to somewhere else. But the Passion Translation of that verse says this. It starts in verse 8. He says, I have to go back to verse 7. In 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, as believers, you know this great worth. Indeed, his preciousness is imparted to you. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected and discarded has now become the cornerstone and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock to trip over. He's quoting Old Testament there.
Right.
But I wanted to say that because of the next phrase that leads into verse 9. He says, they keep stumbling over the message because they refuse to believe it. And this they were destined to do. And then verse 9 tells them, but you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience His marvelous light, and now He claims you as His very own. He did this so that you would broadcast His glorious wonders throughout the world.
I like it.
I love that verse.
Praise the Lord. I want you to take the passage and go to Revelation chapter 1. And I want you to read verse 3.
I want to finish reading this verse 10 first because it concludes it. He says, "For at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time you knew nothing of God's mercy because you hadn't received it yet, but now you are drenched with it." Don't you love that? Because this is telling us who we are. And once we know who we are, we have a responsibility to step up and act like it.
I like that word, drenched.
Drenched is so powerful. I knew you'd love that.
Je suis mouillé.
Je suis mouillé. Jusque so.
I am soaked to the bones.
Yeah, I'm soaked to the bones. That's the one
little French phrase
we remember from school. Okay, first, Revelation chapter 1, what verse in the passage?
Read verse 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, verse 1 says, "This is the unveiling of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to share with His loving servants that..." What must occur swiftly. "He clearly made it known by sending His angel to His loving servant, John. I, John, bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. A joyous blessing rests upon the one who reads this message and upon those who hear and embrace the words of this prophecy. For the appointed time is in your hands." Isn't that great?
I see. So when you see that, that is such a blessing of God to be blessed by simply reading a verse in this book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the reason why I believe I'm talking about this today, because some of you said, I tell you what, it's a tough day. Well, my God, I just want to send a blessing to you. Just go to the book of Revelation, read verse 1, 2, and 3. And then get on to verse 9. My God.
Verse 9.
I mean, verse 10. I was in the Spirit. On the Lord's Day. God, that just touches me every time I think about that. So I want to leave you with this so you can understand what we're talking about. There's a blessing for you every day if you read a verse in this book of Revelation every day. Tell you the truth, any verse in the Bible will be a blessing to you, even the ones that correct you. Because it gets you off the wrong path and puts you back on the right path.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Word
of God
says
is so nice.
All scripture is given by God and is profitable.
Yeah. It's inspired.
Yes.
Ooh, it is just such a blessing of the Lord. Kathy, I believe before we go, you got a couple of testimonies.
I want
to read that if you don't mind.
Yeah, Patricia says, watching from Queensland, Australia.
Queensland.
And then we got a YouTube viewer says, watching from Germany. Eric says, "Greetings from your partners in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada."
I like Canada. I like Canada.
Darlene says, "We love you so much. I've learned so much listening, taking notes, and going over them. Always praying for JDM and speaking Psalms 91 over you as you travel."
Thank you. Praise God.
Appreciate that. And then Jerry says, "Thank you, JDM. I'm grateful to. I have no car, so JDM Online is my home church."
Praise God.
Thank you for all you do. Isn't that wonderful?
Let's believe God for a car.
Amen.
Who's that person?
Could still go to church and watch us,
who's
too.
Who's that person?
Jerry is the name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, send Jerry a car. Yes, I want him to watch us, but he also should be a part of a church because you said, forsake not the assembling of yourself. Lord, I decree and declare a car for Jerry so he can do what he wants, when he wants, where he wants, and how he wants. Good.
Amen. And Tammy says, that's good. Tammy says, "I have loved y'all's preachings and teachings for over 20 years.
My God, you're getting old.
Just trying to keep up with you.
Yeah,
Mom.
I know.
Okay, Chris says, "I enjoy watching you both and learning so much from you both. Thank you again for taking time to share your messages. Side note, you're really like family to me. Yeah. I grew up watching you since I can remember from the age of 3.
You're really getting old, guys.
And now I'm 39. It's an honor and a privilege to have you both impacting my life. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Chris, that's such a blessing.
I really believe one day you say, you know, I'm 87 today, and I've been watching you since I'm 3. That'll put me at about 180.
Yeah, because we're going to be here till Jesus comes if he tarries, but I don't think he will. I think he's coming
soon.
Come on,
Jesus.
Amen.
Keep on reading.
One last testimony. Sarah says, "I have a debt-free testimony, y'all. After Hurricane Helene hit at Greenville, South Carolina, we received our power back 4 days after it hit us. I called my medical insurance to pay a bill, but a customer representative told me that I don't have to pay a dime even after I received mail to pay X amount of dollars for my dental payment. What a mighty God we serve, y'all. Totally debt-free. Isn't that great?
I tell you one thing, when God pays you with your teeth, that's as good as it gets. Them dentists are expensive. Praise God. What a blessing of the Lord. I hope you enjoyed today. I hope you learned something today. Mm-hmm. And never forget that blessed is he that readeth, heareth, I'm going to paraphrase, and keepeth.
Keepeth.
And how you keepeth? By staying in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
That's on every day.
Every day of your life. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.